Buddha, Manushyam tanam ashritam, Param bhavam ajanam to, Mama Buddha maheshwaram. Fools deride me when I descend in the human form. They do not know my transcendental nature as the supreme lord of all that be. Shri Bhaktivedanta Swaminita Vamane Namaste Sarasvata Devi Gaura Vani Pachani Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Dejitarane Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So this is a very well-known verse in Bhagavad Gita. I'm sure you've all heard it before, probably many times. Krishna's talking about the mudhas. In Hindi, the word mudha, which is Sanskrit, of course, has become murk. You know that term? Murk. Maha murk. Mega murk. Yes, fool, foolish person. That's the nature of this material world. People are prone to foolishness. People are prone to ignorance. That means people are prone to foolishness. We're hearing a lecture by Srila Prabhupada every Monday morning, actually, in the temple in Chatsworth. Instead of one of us giving Srimad Bhagavatam class, we play a tape or a CD of Srila Prabhupada lecturing. So we played one such lecture a few weeks ago, and Srila Prabhupada was talking about this very point. And Prabhupada said that the problem is that people think that an ordinary man is God, and that God is an ordinary man. This is the problem. Yes, that they think God is an ordinary man. Krishna is just some ordinary man. Maybe a little special, extra clever, little powerful, something like that. But essentially an ordinary man. And that an ordinary man is God. This is a recipe for confusion, extreme confusion, and misfortune. If our lives are based on these types of misconceptions, then what sort of future can we create for ourselves? You know that story, Srila Prabhupada told about the wrong bank account. You know about that one? The wrong bank account. Some young man, he just left school when he turned 16 or so, and he got his first job. And when he got his first pay packet, what did he do? Very conscientiously, in a very responsible way, he decided, I will open a bank account. And I will put my pay into the bank account, and in this way, I'll prepare for the future. So he did that. He opened the bank account, put the paycheck in, and from that time on, every month, he would put the paycheck in the bank, like this. Finally, after working for 40 or 50 years or so, at some later stage, the age of 55, 60 years perhaps, at the age of maybe 60, he retired. He retired, and then he decided that for all these years, 45 years, I've been putting my paycheck in the bank, so now I'm going to withdraw some money from the bank. So he went to the bank, filled out the withdrawal slip, handed it over to the teller. The teller looked at it, looked at him, looked at it, looked at him, and asked, "What's your name?" So the man said, "Mr. Such and Such." And the teller looked again and said, "But this bank account, this is not your bank account. This is someone else's bank account. You've been, for all these years, you've been putting your money in the wrong bank account. Sorry. Better luck next time." Anyway, little story Prabhupada told. So, it illustrates the point. People are thinking that an ordinary man is God, and that God is an ordinary man. So they're worshipping an ordinary man, and praying to an ordinary man. Help us in this way, in that way, isn't it? Praying actually to an ordinary man. So after so many years of doing that, they will not. What sort of result will you get? Just imagine if people prayed to you. What do you think? What result do you think they'd get if they prayed to you? "Oh dear, Santosh, please give me lots of money." This is Santosh. You know Santosh? He is born of the Prema Nidhi, the ocean of love of God. Santosh. So he prayed to Santosh, "Please give me lots of money." Would you be able to help them? Do you have any extra? I think he's struggling. He's struggling to make ends meet himself. So if you pray to him, "Give me money, give me help, Santosh, give me help." He sometimes has to go to the doctor himself. So you see the idea. If we pray to an ordinary man, expecting something extraordinary to come our way, we will be disappointed. Because an ordinary person, they need help themselves. They can't really help you. They need help themselves. So what will happen if you pray to an ordinary man? You will be disappointed. And this is one reason why people convert. People convert, isn't it, from this one religion to another? You were, most of you were Hindus. I mean, I guess now you're still Hindus or something, but isn't it that many Hindus, they converted and became Christians? And me, I was born a Christian. I converted to become a Hindu or a Hare Krishna. So people convert this way and that. Why do they convert? Because they're disappointed. They had certain expectations from their religion that we will get certain results and it'll be very nice. But in so many cases, they don't get the results and it's not very nice. So they become disappointed. And then they convert. I'll become a Christian, a Muslim, or the Muslims convert and become Hare Krishnas. Everyone converts to become a Hare Krishna, actually. So like this, yeah, so we have to be very careful that we don't direct our attention to the wrong person. If we direct our attention to the wrong person, then we must become disappointed, and then, so I'll see you there, right, shortly. Yes, we give our attention and we worship the wrong person, so naturally we don't get the right result. Naturally we become disappointed, and then we give it up in one way or another. So, Just the other day on Tuesday, it was the appearance day of Lord Chaitanya. Such a wonderful day. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so if we worship Him, we will not be disappointed. We'll be very pleased, actually. We'll be very blissful and ecstatic if we worship Lord Chaitanya. But you know, when Lord Chaitanya was here, so many people thought he was an ordinary man. In fact, Lord Chaitanya, he was deliberately trying to disguise himself. Would you believe it? That people, even sometimes people would tell Lord Chaitanya that you are God. We can tell you are God, which was true. But Lord Chaitanya would say, no, I am not God. Stop speaking nonsense. So, it was a little tricky, in other words, because Lord Chaitanya, his appearance is somewhat hidden. But, you know, there's a very nice statement by Yamunacharya that Krishna, when Krishna appears, then if someone is a demon, if someone is like a staunch non-devotee, then even if Krishna displays the fact that he is God very clearly, vividly, dramatically, still those demoniac people, they'll think, even if they see it with their own eyes, they'll think, no, nonsense. But then Yamunacharya says that Krishna, when he appears, even if Krishna disguises himself completely and hides the fact that he is God, but still the devotees will recognize him. Just see, this is how it works. Just like, you know, you may know that when Krishna was here, when Lord Krishna was here, he went to, just before the battle of Kurukshetra, Krishna went to try to negotiate so that the battle could be avoided. So he arrived there, and Duryodhana heard that Krishna has come. He wants to stop the battle, and he wants to talk to you to make some arrangement, make some agreement, so that the battle will not happen. But Duryodhana, he thought, no. We want the battle. We don't want to talk anymore. We've had enough of talking. We just want to fight. But Krishna was coming. Krishna had arrived. So Duryodhana, he sent some of his soldiers and told them, just arrest him. Just arrest Krishna and lock him up. And don't worry about it. I don't want to speak to him. I don't want to see him. So there they were, the soldiers. They approached Lord Krishna to arrest him. And you know what Krishna did? He displayed his universal form. Just like in the 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, just like that. Very dramatic, huge form with many different features and many faces. And very shocking, actually. Very, very dramatic. So the soldiers, they saw the universal form, and then they realized that Krishna, he's Vishnu, he's God. So we better not, we can't arrest him. We better get out of here, otherwise he'll destroy us. So they ran. Those soldiers, they ran. And they ran to Duryodhana and said, no, we can't arrest him. He's Vishnu, look. So Duryodhana looked and he saw this universal form, this fantastic form. And the soldiers were saying, no, we can't arrest him. He's Vishnu. He's God. He's the Supreme Lord. And they just ran. But Duryodhana, he's looking at the universal form thinking, yes, well, looks interesting. And Duryodhana, he said, no, he's not Vishnu. He's not God. I know what happened. In his previous life, Krishna in his previous lifetime, he must have performed some austerities, so now he's got some mystical power. And that's all this is. But he's not God. So like this, the non-devotees, even if Krishna displays very vividly that he's God, still they can't recognize him. Still they can't recognize him. But then, as we mentioned, Yamunacharya says that for the devotees, with the devotees, when Krishna comes, even if Krishna really disguises himself, just hides the fact that he is the Supreme Lord, still the devotees can recognize. And in this regard, you may know there's a very nice story of Lord Chaitanya with Sanatana Goswami. It's in Chaitanya Charitamrita, actually, that they were discussing about the different types of avatars, different types of incarnations. There are different types, Leela avatars, who come for special pastimes, and Yuga avatars, who come to display or teach the particular religious activity for that Yuga or age, and Purusha avatars, Mahavishnu, and the Vishnu forms who are maintaining this material world, and Manvantara avatars, and Guna avatars. There are all these different types of incarnations and avatars of Krishna. So Lord Chaitanya was describing these different types of incarnations to Sanatana Goswami. And actually Sanatana Goswami was questioning him, and Lord Chaitanya was responding. The conversation was going like that. So Lord Chaitanya, well, Sanatana Goswami, at a certain point in the discussion, he asked, what about the Yuga avatars? Now you may know that Lord Chaitanya is the Yuga avatar. You know that. Lord Chaitanya is the Yuga avatar for this Kali Yuga. So now Sanatana Goswami asked, what about the Yuga avatars? The incarnations of Krishna, the Supreme Lord, who appear in the different ages, the different Yugas. So Lord Chaitanya said, oh yes, very good. And Sanatana Goswami said, well, what about the Yuga avatar for Satya Yuga? Lord Chaitanya spoke about that. Then Sanatana Goswami said, well, what about the Yuga avatar for Treta Yuga? Lord Chaitanya spoke about him. And Sanatana Goswami asked, what about the Yuga avatar for Dwapara Yuga, which was the previous age to now? And Lord Chaitanya said, oh yes, that was Krishna. Krishna himself appeared in his blackish blue form 5,000 years ago. So he was the Yuga avatar. And Sanatana Goswami said, well, what about the Yuga avatar for Kali Yuga, which is Lord Chaitanya? And Lord Chaitanya, he was just sort of caught in this ecstatic mood of talking about different forms of the Lord. So Lord Chaitanya said, oh yes, Kali Yuga. Of course, there's an avatar. Oh yes, there's a Yuga avatar. And Sanatana Goswami said, yes, you know, I heard about that. He said, you know, I heard that the Yuga avatar in Kali Yuga, he performs a lot of Sankirtan, chanting of the holy names. And Lord Chaitanya said, oh yes, that's right. And Sanatana Goswami said, and I heard that he has a golden form. And Lord Chaitanya said, yes, that's right. But Lord Chaitanya is beginning to tune in to what's going on now. And then Sanatana Goswami said, yes, and I heard that he descends with his associates to spread the Sankirtan movement and so on. In other words, that's what Lord Chaitanya was doing. So Lord Chaitanya realized, we're going to get caught here. So Lord Chaitanya did a very clever thing. He changed the subject. He said to Sanatana Goswami, he said, you stop your clever questions. And I will now explain to you about the Shaktyavesh avatars. So in philosophy, this is called, there's a strategy. It's part of the science of argument, how to argue and debate. If all else fails, change the subject. So that's what Lord Chaitanya did, he just changed the subject. So there you see, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If it's a non-devotee, then no matter what he does, the non-devotees will not recognize and not accept. But when there are devotees, even if the Lord camouflages himself and hides himself and so on, but still the devotees will understand. So, anyway, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, they've appeared. So we're here tonight to welcome Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda here in the house of Premanidhi, and it's really going to become a real Premanidhi with Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda here. So they're very merciful and they've come to give their mercy. And we should try to broadcast their glory. Because people don't understand, do they? Even the Hindu people, who should know better, but in so many cases, they just aren't clear at all. They're just not clear. We were talking today when we were driving here, a couple of hours ago we were driving here from Chatsworth, and we were talking about how Ranchor, he was saying how his uncle, one of his uncles, who had been a staunch Hindu, he converted and became a Christian, and now he's a fanatical Christian pastor. So anyway, we were discussing this, and we made the point that a Kanishta Adhikari, means a very neophyte devotee. A very neophyte devotee who's not experienced and not knowledgeable and not clear on so many things about reality and about Krishna consciousness. So when a Kanishta Adhikari, a real neophyte who just doesn't know, when they are confronted by some opposing party with some other idea, and that opposing party, may be a good idea, it may not be a good idea. But if that opposing party is very, very strong and forceful and just, kind of aggressive in the presentation, then the neophyte, very neophyte person who's not clear and, confused about certain things and a little bit in the dark, so that neophyte can easily be turned around by that person who's very forceful, whether it's a good idea or not. So, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, generally people don't know, even the Hindu people don't know, who's Lord Chaitanya, who's Lord Nityananda, what are their teachings, what is the Yuga Dharma, the prescribed practice for this Kali Yuga. People don't know, even the Hindu people, in so many cases, they really don't know. So our duty as devotees, aspiring devotees, and Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, they'll be very pleased if we help the people. This is the mission of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. Help them. At least try. They may not accept, or some may not accept at least. But at least if we try our best, then, what more can you do? You can only try your best. So we should try our best. This is the mission of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. And here, Premanidhi Prabhu and his good wife and daughter and son, now they've got the deities here. So, and I know many of you, of course, have deities, if not of Gaunataiva, many of you have deities of Prabhupada. So you should understand that it is not really enough just to do, have your little altar set at home and do arati every day and offer your food. That's good. It's very, very nice. Must be done. But that is not really, you know, the whole picture. The whole picture is that we have to now really serve them. After all, what did Prabhupada say to his godbrothers who were just sitting in their little temples here and there, just worshipping the deity and hoping people would come and give them money just so they could live? Prabhupada said to them, what is the use of a festival of fruits and flowers? I mean, not that a festival of fruits and flowers is useless, but if it ends there, if all we do is just a festival of fruits and flowers, but we don't try to give people the message and help them to get out of the ignorance so that when they are confronted by some opposing party with some other idea, then they can stand strong and not be swept away. This is really what it's about. This is really what the worship of Gaunataya is about. So if we want to make a success of our worship of Gaunataya, then we should become preachers. Take their message and give it to others. This is like the real worship, or at least say the best worship of Gaunataya and of Prabhupada. Same thing, also with Prabhupada. So is that okay? Will we spread Krishna consciousness all over Phoenix? Yes? Yes? Ah, okay. And all over Verulam? Verulam? Yes? And Sikala? And, ah, Reservoir Hills, right? All over. Where else? Chatsworth. Where else?
Amlazi.
Amlazi.